Hello, am I speaking with Thomas?
You are not.
All right, no worries. Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys, and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about the issues facing your nation, well, your community and the nation. So does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
All right. Are you 18 years or older and registered to vote in Ohio?
What is this concerning? I mean, who are you doing this for? What organization?
Well, we're calling from National Opinion Surveys.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So are you 18 years or older and registered to vote?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. What are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections, general elections for president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices? Are you certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you not vote?
I will vote 100%.
All right, thank you. All right, would you mind sharing your age?
I am 70.
70, all right, thank you. What racial or ethnic group best describes you?
White.
Could you please write your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for a president, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other offices on a scale from 0 to 10? Where 0 means that you're not at all motivated to vote this year, and a 10 means that you're extremely motivated to vote this year?
0.
0? All right. So now I'm going to read you a list of elected officials, and after I read each one, if you could please tell me if you either strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove of the job. So the first one is Donald Trump is former president.
Strongly disapprove.
Sherrod Brown as senator.
Strongly approve.
Strongly approve, all right. Marcy Kaptur as congresswoman.
Strongly approve.
Joe Biden as president.
Let's say, somewhat not approving of that.
somewhat disapprove?
Somewhat.
All right. But would that be somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat disapproved.
Somewhat disapproved. All right. Thank you. So now I'm going to read you a list of public figures and institutions. And after each one, if you could please tell me, kind of like the same dynamic, if you have, like, a very favorable opinion towards them, a somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. And if you've never heard of them, you can also mention that. So the first one is Derek Marin.
Never heard of him.
Democrats in Congress.
Somewhat disapproved.
Donald
Moderately.
Trump. Oh, all right. So that'd be somewhat unfavorable for Democrats in Congress?
Yeah.
All right. And for Donald Trump, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about First Energy?
Disapproved.
Somewhat unfavorable. All right.
Unfavorable. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries. No worry about it. What about Marcy Kaptur?
Strongly approve of Marcy Kaptur. She's done a wonderful job for us.
All right. So very favorable?
Yes.
All right. Thank
you. I'm sorry. We're working out in the yard. We're putting up a wall in our backyard. And
it's all right.
I'm doing
no
three
worries.
Things at once.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm totally no worries. I don't mind repeating that. What about Republicans in Congress?
Moderately.
So would that be like somewhat favorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable.
What about Joe Biden?
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat.
Yeah, you're putting me on the spot because I don't know who I'm going to vote for because I don't like either one of them, to be totally honest with you.
All right. No worries. I'm also.
Would you like to run on? Maybe I would vote for you.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. I'm still very, very young, so I'm not possibly, like, at all categorized to run for president, but thank you.
So yeah, well, I'll tell you what. Anybody's better than some of the things that has happened lately. I'm worried. As an American, I'm worried.
All right. So if the election for U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for the Republican or the Democrat candidate?
I can't answer that because I don't know.
All right, no worries. If the election for president were held today, who would you vote for? For independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Myself.
Democrat Biden? All right, so would that be like your answer?
Nope.
All right, no worries. So kind of like if the election for today was strictly just held between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom do you think you would vote?
Joe Biden.
Would it be like completely sure, or would you lean
completely
towards
sure
for him? Completely?
Lean towards voting for him.
Lean towards voting for him? All right.
Yeah.
And if the election for Senate were held today, and the candidates were Republican Bernie Moreno and Democrat Sherrod Brown, for who would you vote for?
Sherrod Brown.
Sherrod Brown, would you lean towards him, or are you completely sure you would vote for him?
Completely sure I'd vote for him.
Completely sure? All right. And if the elections for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote for? For Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur. Strongly.
Strongly? All right. Is there a chance you might consider voting for Republican Derek Marin, or would you say that there's absolutely no chance you would vote for your consider voting?
No chance.
No chance.
No chance.
So now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Democrat Marcy Kaptur. So, and if you could kind of like tell me if this statement makes you want to much less likely vote for her, somewhat less likely, it makes no difference, or it makes you more likely to support her, or if you think this is like not true.
You know what? I don't care what anybody says about her. I'm still voting for her. So you can put that in there.
Oh, all right. Well, I unfortunately do have to read the statement, but once I'm finished reading it,
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can completely just put that. Makes no difference, I will say. So the statement is, Marcy Kaptur is a career politician who has been in Washington for over 40 years. She has become a rubber stamp for the failed liberal agenda of Joe Biden, voting for higher taxes and open borders, inviting millions of illegal immigrants into America. It might be time for a change. So does this statement make you want to support her much less likely, somewhat less likely? Does it make no difference, or does it make you much more
likely?
No difference. All right.
Makes no difference. No, because she's in our district, and I love her. She's done a great thing for our city, for our county.
All right. So now I'm going to read you some statements that people have made about Republican Derek Marin. And after each statement, if this would make you much less likely to support him, somewhat less likely, does it make no difference, or make you much more likely to support him, or is this simply not true? So the statement is, Derek Marin has a long and dangerous record of fighting to take away women's reproductive rights. Even though the voters of Ohio voted overwhelmingly to keep abortion access legal, Marin supports a federal ban that would overturn Ohio's law and make abortion illegal, even in the cases of rape or incest. Marin even wrote legislation that would ban access to IVF treatment. So would this make you much less likely, somewhat less likely? Would it make no difference, or does this make you more likely to support him, or do you think this is simply not true?
Oh, it makes me more likely not to vote for him.
All right. So it'd be much less likely then?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Nearly every Republican and Democrat in the legislature voted to allow military spouses to be eligible for unemployment if they quit their jobs to accompany their spouses on military transfers. But Derek Marin voted no. And when nearly every Republican and Democrat voted to allow first responders and firefighters suffering from PTSD due to their jobs to get workers' compensation, Marin even voted no on that.
You can put the same thing.
Same thing,
much less. Doesn't make sense in my mind.
All right. After taking money from First Energy and the criminals involved in the biggest corruption case in state history, Derek Marin was one of the loudest voices in favor of the bill banning out First Energy. Now our utility rates are through the roof as we foot the bill for Marin's corruption.
You can make the same thing.
Same? All right. In the state legislature, Derek Marin supported anti-union laws that drive down wages for workers. As mayor of Waterville, he tried to increase health insurance premiums by more than double while also cutting employee sick leave by nearly half. In Congress, Marin would stand with those who voted to gut Social Security and Medicare and would raise the retirement age.
Not voting for him. You can put the same thing. Nothing's going to change my mind. Don't care. Don't like him.
All right. No worries.
No use for him.
All right. In the state legislature, Derek Marin saw extravagant upgrades to his office, like plush carpeting, new furniture, artwork, and regal signs from lawmakers' offices, while working families
are
struggling
to make ends meet.
Oh, Derek Marin.
Who was it, please? Okay, yeah. You can put the same thing.
Same thing, much less likely. All right. As a landlord who has received over $100,000 in contributions from real estate special interests, Derek Marin wrote legislation to end mandatory lead pipe testing for rental properties, leaving our children vulnerable to unsafe drinking water so he and his cronies could save some money. He even wrote a bill to allow landlords to evict families on Christmas.
Much less likely.
Much less likely. All right. So
can you tell me how much longer this is going to last?
Oh, we're about 90% done. So we're almost completely
okay,
done.
Okay, good.
So I do want to thank you
my
so much for your time so far. All right. Well, so sorry about that. But we can just completely go fast on this one if you would like that.
Okay.
So based on what you just heard, what would you say is the best reason to vote against Republican Derek Marin? Or would you consider voting for him?
I would never. I'd vote against him.
All right. And what would you say is, like, the best reason to vote against him?
His policies, his bills that he's introduced, just everything about him as a human.
All right. His policies, the bills he has introduced, and just him as a human. All right. Thank you. And him as a human. All right. Very good answer. Thank you. So sometimes over the course of a survey, people do change their minds, and it's totally okay if you didn't. But if the election were held today, you could decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards voting for, Republican Derek Marin or Democrat Marcy Kaptur?
Marcy Kaptur.
100% sure?
Yes.
All right. And what would you say is the primary reason not to vote for Republican Derek Marin?
Because of his stand on certain issues.
Because of his stance on certain issues. All right, thank you. What is the last year of school that you have completed?
16.
So 16, kind of like the categories. Well, if you were like the categories are like, did you study first through 11th grade? Did you study some college, high school graduate, a bachelor's?
Bachelor's?
All right, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I think I'm going to be an Independent until I know who's going to be our...
All right.
Who are the people who are going to be our possible president? I'll make my decision
right.
then.
Okay.
Would
you
even say... write your name down?
no worries. So, would you say you're, like, strictly Independent, or do you tend to lean Democrat or lean Republican?
I lean towards being a Democrat, but in some elections I voted Republican.
All right. How important would you say is politics your personal identity? Is it very, somewhat, not too, or not at all important?
Somewhat. Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. In the 2020 elections for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
2020, Biden.
Biden. All right. Well, this will conclude a survey. I want to thank you so much for your time, and I truly, truly appreciate it. And I hope your yard work, I hope you do really good at it. Like, I hope everything goes great.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Have a good evening. Bye now.
All right. You too. Goodbye.